Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we'll be talking about managing nitrogen in hay production. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forage Specialist. So, Rocky, it's the summertime now, and we need to be thinking about hay production. So, what two major nutrients are crucial in hay production?
When it comes to hay production in Mississippi, there are two major nutrients that we need to think about. One of them is nitrogen, and the other are potassium. They're usually removed in large quantities because producer might be utilizing that hay in a different part of the farm or selling that hay to a different commodity. So for be able to determine those, yield quality and seasonal distribution can be influenced by the source, rate, and timing of nitrogen applications. So it is critical that producer identify the production potential of the site and fertilize according to that potential. So having a soil test analysis will provide the necessary information on nutrient availability.
And what nitrogen sources are available to hay producers in Mississippi?
There's several nitrogen sources that can be utilized in hay production. One of them is ammonium nitrate, and usually this one is the standard for summer application for many years. But one of the issues that we have with ammonium nitrate is the availability due to the potential of being used for explosives. So there's a lot of regulation with the Department of Homeland Security. Urea, which is also 46% nitrogen, have been extensively used in forage production, and it has increased to the decrease in the ammonium nitrate availability. One of the disadvantages that you have with urea is also high volatilization. Another one is urea ammonium nitrate, which is a combination of urea and ammonium nitrate in a formulation that is usually liquid, between 28 and 32% nitrogen. One of the things that urea ammonium nitrate disadvantage to have is that it's very volatile in the middle of the summer with high temperatures and high humidity. And another one is urea ammonium sulfate, which is a 50-50 blend of urea and ammonium sulfate. It's a good source of sulfur when it's needed, and this blend could be used to reduce the issues associated with urea volatilization.
So what source of nitrogen is best?
Ammonium nitrate have been an affordable and efficient inorganic nitrogen fertilizer used in forage production. However, like I mentioned before, it had declined utilization because of the issues with nitrogen security and poorly safety. So in Mississippi, we usually tend to use urea or urea ammonium sulfate as the replacement for that. One thing that we need to take into account is the seasonal distribution of forage can also be managed with nitrogen application by choosing the right nitrogen source. So all the data that we have collected at Mississippi State indicate that urea and urea ammonium sulfate had a 12% and 10% decrease in average seasonal biomass production in 600 mammograms when compared to ammonium nitrate.
Now tell me, how can potassium be managed in hay production?
Potassium is a very important part of forage production. Potassium has a synergistic effect with nitrogen uptake and utilization. If your soil is low in potassium, there is the possibility that your forage crop is not utilizing nitrogen that is optimal potential. So keep in mind that potassium is removed in a very large quantity. So applying potassium is recommended to those fields. If you have a large application, more than 80 pounds, then we recommend to split those applications in a 50-50 ratios. For example, apply 40 pounds of potassium at green up and apply the rest after the second cut of hay to extend the utilization throughout the season.
So to summarize, what practices should be implemented to manage these nutrients?
As we prepare for the 2014 hay season, keep in mind that fertilizer prices are still high and that these added nutrients are required by Bermudagrass and by Hayagrass to meet your desired yield goal. Applying the right source of nitrogen fertilizer at the right time and the right rate and place is critical to proper manage and achieve the goals of the important soil test. So use of the proper nitrogen source and apply at the right time will also avoid losses. Splitting the nitrogen application throughout the growing season will provide uniform yields along with the cutting of the hay at the right stage of maturity to maintain forage quality.
All right. Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forage Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.